You gather together on a Good Friday, day two of our Triduum, the 3 days that are one liturgy. How powerful it is this day to remember of what happened with Jesus. Sometimes I think it's important to remind ourselves and even kind of get into your own emotions when you've lost a loved one in your life. Because none of us here was on the top of the skull of Golgotha to know of what happened when Jesus Christ died. I think it's important to know of those that we know had a death. Because that can pierce our own hearts and our own emotions to kind of enter into a different place to remember of Jesus' death. I think of my grandmother that passed away in 2003. Time when I remembered she passed away 2 days after praying a rosary with me and my friend, and actually we were the ones praying. She was toward the end of her life. She looked up and said, "Jesus loves you." And then she passed away 2 days later. That was one of my closest friends, my grandmother and my family that passed away. Very hard time to grieve, but also to know the many years that have come since her death. I carry my rosary right now, the one she gave me. And I'll never forget how she said that to me. "Jesus loves you." But if you look in the big picture, my grandmother, I don't think any of you knew her. Our family did. But how about the people that are brothers and sisters in Africa right now? They didn't know my grandmother. South America, even in our country, even in our state or our community. The point to Jesus through thinking about loved ones who have died is that billions of people who know Jesus Christ. 1.2 billion Catholics, 2 billion Christians. And I think it's good to think of the goal or this hill, if you think, of how important that is. Kind of the base of this hill was all of our loved ones that loved with Jesus, that loved God, and hopefully they're in heaven. But then there are people that we knew were on earth and have died like everyone else. Think about today, we listened to Cephas, or Peter. Think about on the other side, Pontius Pilate. We know who he is. We know he died. But if we keep thinking of that list over almost 21, in our 21st century, think about how people that believed with Jesus and gave their life. First one was St. Stephen, martyred. St. Peter, St. Paul. Think about people in our own country 3 or 4 centuries ago. St. Isaac gave his life. In World War II, if people with Jews and Christians became Christ people, if you will, because they were killed for their belief. But he was pierced for our offenses, crusted for our sins. Upon him was the chastisement that makes us whole. By his stripes, we were healed. From the worst to the best of all people, no one could save us. None of us. And God sent his Son. Father, into your hands I commend my spirit, Jesus said in the garden. The emotions that he held and felt like us, having a mother and a father who adopted him, to know what it must feel, stubbing his toe, learning how to eat, learning how to play, learning how to work, those good days and those bad days as humans. But Jesus was one who has similarity been tested in every way as us as humans, yet without sin. We can be glad that it is Good Friday. This is not the end of the story. We're supposed to have some pain today with ourselves, to be hungry, to be lonely, to with questions and confusion. Now, I really have curious thoughts today on how people do that don't believe, not just in God or spirituality or even atheism, but we really believe in Jesus Christ. He's the only one ever in all history that showed, I am a man and I am a God, and I will die for you, and I will win that game. I will destroy Satan. I will destroy your sins. I will destroy all illness, all painfulness, because I am God. I am, he said in the Passion. That's why we're here, because we are sinners and we need a Savior. There could be many people in the world that don't care, don't believe. Well, Jesus said with his disciples and those questioning to him, said, a physician doesn't need to be healed. I'm here for sinners. I'm here for those who are sick. That's why I came. And he fulfilled his mission. Which is why we have a third day of the Triduum. We're on day two. I hope it's a tough one. It is for me. It's painful. I think it's good to think of those of our loved ones who have passed away that are not Jesus or not God. Because we need to believe in the Savior. We need to pray through Jesus, through our Mother Mary, through God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, because we are not God. So let's walk together on this Good Friday liturgy to reverent the cross, to receive Jesus' body and blood. On the one day, we don't have a Mass. This is the only day we don't have Mass, which is why we process Jesus in that was consecrated yesterday. The next time we'll have a next Mass is tomorrow, again, the third day. Let's fall in love, whether it's emotional or not, of who created us and who saved us.